without any maintenance therapy like anti-inflammatories or hydrodistension or...
No. What we I use is a pack, because usually these women, having had a lot of antibiotic courses, usually have a chronic candida in the bowel, and this contributes to a chronic inflammation of the blood wall. So I use... And when they have vestibulitis, they also have an allergic reaction to the antigen of the candida. This is another very, very challenging aspect of the story. So it's important to have a 6-month course of antimycotic. It's important to use drugs that relax the pelvic floor, like it could be the diazepam, besides doing the physiotherapy, of course, and doing them on a very, very regular basis. We have drugs in Italy that are not used yet. They're now approved in Germany. It is palmitoyletanolamide. It is a drug that is a modulator of the mast cell. So the mast cell is hyperactivated in these cases. We try to downregulate the mast cell. To downregulate the mast cell, we should, on one side, reduce the agonist factor, say the traumas, the bacteria arriving, so working on the predisposing factor. On the other hand, when we have a hyperactive mast cell, we reduce the hyperactivity with drug. Amitriptyline is an antagonist of the granulation of the mast cell, so we use it, it's very well known now in all the pain syndrome with an inflammatory connotation. And the other is to use this palmitoyletanolamide, both locally, we have gel, and orally, we have both pills and also powders to put in the mouth that are very, very effective. And women do recognize the specific effect of this drug in reducing their inflammation, their pain. Plus, in cases where pain is very important, or we have already a bladder pain syndrome and chronic pain develop, vulvodynia, in this case you also use gabapentin and this kind of drugs to relieve the pain.
Now, just a last question to kind of review everything. One major determinant of success would be adherence to therapy, especially if we are regarding physiotherapy and estrogen for the vaginal ecosystem. How do you address this issue?
First of all, it's very important that I explain to the woman what is causing the recurrence. That the problem is not in her head, she's not inventing pain, she's not trying to find an excuse to avoid intercourse. This is a real problem that must be addressed from the medical point of view. Second, I say, you see, if you have a closed or tightened door, you cannot get in. We need to learn how to open the door. This is physiotherapy, this is daily stretching. You can see the difference. And they do see the difference. And because it is a physical feeling, and I teach it in the very first session, when I make the diagnosis, I already teach how to relax the ventral. They say, doctor, it's completely different. Half of my pain went away, for those who had also pain and the introitus, say, with the dyspareunia. So usually they become adherent. The problem is to maintain the adherence in the long term. This is clear. The second is modify the diet, to reduce, for example, the yeast and sugar, because this will increase the candida, and the candida will cause the vestibulitis, it will increase the tightened pelvic floor, and we start the story time and again, hundreds of time. And also to have a gentle foreplay, so that she's really aroused when it penetrates, because sometimes we have quick penetration, the woman is not aroused, she has not enough lubrication. I use some lubricant to avoid this traumatism until she has become confident again that she can have intercourse without paying the extra course of the cystitis.
So it seems like the matter will rather become adherence between urologists in recommending and treating women with such problems.
Absolutely. What is important is also, if I can say a few words more than you can, Kat, is for the postmenopausal women. May I? For postmenopausal women, it's very important to evaluate the vaginal pH, because in these women, if they do not do the hormonal replacement therapy, the pH can go as high as 7, and this case means that the ecosystem is totally disrupted. They complain of vaginal dryness, recurrent cystitis, frequency, urgency, so a lot of symptoms of irritative bladder, so to say, and also constipation. In this case, just adding topical vaginal estrogen. My mom used to call vaginal estrogens the drugs of dignity, because she notices that by using the estrogen in the vagina, her urgency diminished by half. She felt more confident. Even if she had not a problem having intercourse because she was a widow for a long time, but she felt so grateful to me because she said, I feel so much better. My dignity has improved. So let's consider how much we can help our patient with very little tools, with no harm at all. We can use topical estrogen for decades, just have an echography a year, a pap smear, and this.
So they are so safe. It's like they could be introduced as the beauty creams that everybody.
The beauty vagina. Yeah. The beauty vagina. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much again for your time. It's been a pleasure. Grazie tante.